Today is the 27th of February. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful day. So I am excited. I'm excited for two things. One, the anthem for our worship service will soon be out. Oh my God. The blood, sweat and tears that has gone into producing this this LP is phenomenal, and I'm just grateful to God for giving me the strength to be able to do so. Second of all, I get my hair done today, and I am extremely excited about that. I don't know about you, but I need to get my, like, when I get my hair did, I feel so much better. When I get my lashes done, I feel even greater. So with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday, family, and our verse of the day comes from Isaiah 2 verse 22. And it says this: stop trusting in man who has but a breath in his nostrils. Of what account is he? And so, Father, you know the broken places in our hearts that was created by the failure of people in our lives. We confess that we have sometimes become disillusioned with your way because of the failures and the inconsistencies in your people. Deep down, we know, dear Father, that their failures do not mean your failure. But it's hard for it not to feel that way. Call us close to you. Give us a new, gracious heart towards those who fail us. Establish our faith strong and firm in you, O Lord. In you we put our trust. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. And so if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome. We are just a regular old folks who Monday to Friday gather, and we just worship God with our hearts, and we just literally give him 15 minutes of our day, and we just surrender that to him. This week is slightly different because we are tackling the spirit of fear. And so to all my Heart of Worship family, I just want you to begin to use this moment, and I just want you to worship him. I just want you to speak into your atmosphere. Begin to speak into your atmosphere. Begin to declare some things over your life. Just begin to declare that I am of sound mind. Just begin to declare I do not have the spirit of fear. Begin to declare I will not be anxious for anything. Just begin to declare that I am his and he is mine. That you are made in his perfect image. That you are made in his perfect love. That the God that created the heavens and the earth is the same God that will carry you through every trial and tribulation. It's time to get out the boat. And I know some of you know what I mean. It's time. And so, Father, your people have gathered here today. We raise up an incense of worship. We build you an altar of worship. Let our hearts and our minds be aligned with yours. We want to see things the way you see things. We want to hear things the way you hear things. Father, right now, just have your way. Just have your way wherever you are right now. Just begin to lift up your voice. Begin to lift up your voice and worship him. Just begin to lift it up, lift it up, lift it up, lift it up, lift it up. Mm-hmm. space. So as a people of God, we fear a lot of things. We fear about our future, we fear about death, illness, we fear about financial crisis. There are a lot of things that we fear. And the thing is with fear is that when it's not controlled, it's going to lead to a hindrance in our spiritual growth. It's going to lead to us not being able to move forward with faith, and you're not going to be able to control kind of like your comfort zone because, you know, you're consistently in fear. But the Bible says in Isaiah 41 verse 10, I believe it says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And this verse gives us a reason to never be fearful. We must not allow fear to be the God of us. The Bible says in Psalms 118 verse 6, it says, "The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me?" And so, you know, we usually say, if God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for you, if you truly believe that statement, if God be for you, who can be against you? No demon in hell, no warlock, no witch, no man, no woman, no boy, no girl, because the power of God, because the power of God and the power of his bleeding side is protecting you. God protects you from all harm. So why should we fear? You know, even when we look at Psalms 23 verse 4, it says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." The ruler of the universe, the God that made the heavens and the earth, the God who holds all power to protect you, has said to you that though you walk through the valley of shadow of death, that we shall fear no evil, for he is with us. His rod and his staff, they comfort us. And so I want you to have an understanding that God is with you no matter what, that He is with you every moment of the day, every second of your life, God is with you. And so whatever it is that you are afraid of right now, I just want you to call it out. I want you to call it out. Are you afraid that you'll never get married? Are you afraid that you'll never have a child? Are you afraid that you'll continue to live paycheck to paycheck? Are you afraid of illness? Are you afraid of death? Are you afraid that whatever happened to your mom or your dad will happen to you? Are you afraid of failure? What are you afraid of? I want you to begin to call it out, and I want you to confront it head on. Confront it head on. Yeah. I want you to confront it head on right now. Right now, I want you to begin to call it out. I want you to begin to call it out. And then I want you to begin to say, the fear of will no longer hold me back. The fear of will no longer hold me back. The fear of debt will no longer hold me back. The fear of inconsistency will no longer hold me back. The fear of failure will no longer hold me back. The fear of death will no longer hold me back. The fear of loneliness will no longer hold me back. The fear of inadequacy will no longer hold me back. I want you to begin to declare over your life that fear will no longer hold you back. Because He is with you. He has always been with you. He will forever be with you. Ooh. Oh God, oh God. Oh God, oh God, thank you for your revelation. Thank you for your revelation in our lives, in our hearts, oh God. Thank you for opening our eyes. Thank you, oh God. We just magnify your name. We glorify you right now. We honor you right now. You are a great God. You are a majestic God. You are a just God. You are a good God. You are a merciful and gracious God. You are the Abba Father. You are the Elohim. You are everywhere, God. Your beauty is indescribable. Your beauty is indescribable. My andayabashanda yabasi kiti yebushanda. Brakata rabasanda yabashinde yebusa. Ekete ribushanda yababase yende bush. As you go about your day today, I want you to begin to declare over your life, the fear of will no longer hold me bound. What is it that is holding you bound? What is it that is holding you back? What is it that is stopping you from stepping out of the boat? So for the next 30 seconds, just begin to talk to your God. And so, Father, our prayer this week is, thank you, Lord, that we are not to fear, knowing that you are with us in every activity and circumstance of life. Thank you for your promise to strengthen and uphold us with your righteous right hand. Thank you that you have said that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And thank you, Father, that you have redeemed us with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we are your children forever. Thank you that our lives are are hidden within Christ. And because of that, because of his great and precious sacrifice, we are accepted in him and clothed in his perfect righteousness. Thank you, Father God, that no matter what difficulties arise in our lives, you have promised to be there to uphold and rescue us. Thank you that you are forever faithful and that your loving kindness and tender mercies towards us are new every morning. Father God, we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. So as we draw near to the end of February, we say goodbye to the second month of 2019 and we say hello to the new month, to the third month of 2019. So we are very much excited over here about ushering you in to your new month, which takes place in 48 hours. I don't know about you, but I think February has dragged, so hey. But one thing I do want to say is, if you're listening in for the first time, please do reach out to me. I'm on Instagram at jacymai, jacymai. Just reach out to me and just let me know you are listening in for the first time. If this has blessed you, if this has been blessing you, if this has been your secret source, please share it. Please share it and let others join us on this journey. But with all that said, may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow. Bye.